Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Five, four, three, wow. Two. What up, y'all? Welcome to this thing. I'm Kev Up
That Chick Ain't It.
Welcome to another podcast.
Welcome to Here's the Thing. We got a lot to talk about. But first, church announcements. I'm just going to list this one city because I said I never performed here, but people say they saw me here. I don't remember this, and I don't remember going there. But I put Baton Rouge on sale yesterday. Baton Rouge, Louisiana sold more tickets in one day than every other city on this tour except Washington, D.C. and Atlanta.
Wow.
Blew my mind.
They waiting for you, Kevin.
And the church is not big. So I'm telling you right now, if you in Baton Rouge, your city pulling up on Angel Reese. Maybe that's why they love me, because you know I'm big Angel Reese over here. And LSU is in Baton Rouge.
Isn't that the state capital?
Baton Rouge.
Don't you get me on no capital.
I never knew all the capitals.
I think, no, that one was always, that was always.
The capital of Louisiana is L.
Patreon is Baton Rouge.
Okay, we're going to have fun there. They got a veterans museum.
Baton Rouge is the capital. We're not doing Virginia Beach. We're doing Chesapeake. They got a veterans museum?
They got a veterans museum.
Nice.
It's on a
Chesapeake
warship.
Is seven cities. I tried to get Virginia Beach. I couldn't do it. Chesapeake is seven cities. It's 20 minutes from Virginia Beach. Y'all know what we got in the seven cities. We got Virginia Beach. We
Chesapeake,
got Hampton
seven?
Roads. Yep. We got Chesapeake. We got
the seven
Norfolk.
Cities.
Seven cities of the Hampton Roads area.
Oh, I know.
We're doing.
You don't know? Let me think if I can remember. Virginia Beach.
Are we doing all these seven cities?
No, these are the seven cities.
Oh, I was like, Jesus.
So if you do a show in this area, you considered, you're doing
this. I'd be gorgeous.
No, you're doing the 757. All right. I'm not looking at the Patreon. See how many I remember. You got Virginia Beach. You got Chesapeake. You got Norfolk. You got Suffolk. You got Hampton. Roanoke, maybe? And I'm blanking on this second one. Portsmouth. Newport News.
Williamsburg.
Newport News. So Chesapeake, Matt Norfolk, Rose. Suffolk, Virginia Beach, Newport News, Hampton, Portsmouth. Newport News is where Allen Iverson is from. Anywhere.
Is that where they make the cigarettes too?
I don't believe so.
I think that's.
But there's a lot of cities doing well. But
No, I think you're right, Angel. Or no, Richmond.
Newports. I think she was joking, weren't you?
Oh, Marlboro.
Listen, I was close to
Marlboro.
Show.
They used to have a plant in Richmond, I believe.
See, yeah. I'd be smart when I'm funny
you'd be
too.
Be smart when you're funny too. All right, but anyway, the rest of the tour dates are where they be. Angel, what you
it
got going
like
on?
It looks like the books of the Bible on there.
Listen, let me tell you what. Let me tell you what happened.
What happened, Kev?
The wedding. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The child starting college. The other child preparing for college. Luckily, Zay Zay's in-state tuition.
Amen.
JoJo want to go NCAA&T. They're going to be like, sure, come over here.
Uh-huh, full rate.
And I didn't go on the road that much this year.
Full rate and on-campus housing.
And that's what Zay Zay's at home. And that you still got to pay that tuition.
And they probably still won't even put JoJo in on-state housing. He'll probably be in an apartment. Nice one.
And that's what I'm talking about. And plus, I didn't go on the road that much this year. So I'm going.
How to Die Alone. episode 4, you might hear a little something that you didn't heard before.
That was in the notes.
To get a reader. Y'all forgot all about this. And I was like.
You did?
Yes. I said, what? Well, did they ask? We had negotiated this last year.
Did you really? You probably just had a lot going on with that song at the time.
I mean, not really. I just forgot.
Okay.
I just forgot.
I tried to help you out there.
No, I just forgot, and I went into my email, and I typed in how to die alone.
How to die alone. Let me see why they paid me.
Okay. No, that hasn't happened yet.
Oh, okay.
It's on its way. But I was like, how to die? Oh, yes, I did say yes.
So how does this work? I've always been curious. I got to tell y'all a funny story about this real quick, and then we'll start the episode. Uh-huh. How does this work on your end? Because, something happened to me with this, and now I can talk about it because we done fixed it. But, I done learned a lot of lessons about television making.
Okay.
So exactly. what they say, Angel?
So what happens is there's two licenses they have to get, in order to use music. They have to get the sync license, and then I think the other is it called the master? Hold on, I'll tell you. It's the sync and the...
Mechanical license?
I'm about to lie to y'all. Anyways, once I figure it out, I'll tell y'all. I'm about to lie to y'all is what I know. So what happens is they have to negotiate on both sides. So currently, the old record label that I was with, they control the licensing on one side. I control, I do believe, the sync license. I'm about to tell y'all the truth. I control composition. They control
who
the master.
They?
The record label.
Okay.
Because I licensed it to them to control how it is licensed for a certain amount of years. Mm-hmm. But I still have me and the two other artists, the producers, have control over the composition. You have to get a license for both. Because it's not as if you have somebody doing karaoke of my song.
Yeah, your voice.
It's my voice. It's my words.
So if it's a sync, if they did the instrumental, would they have to use the composite, or they just have to do one? Or
they
do you know?
Would not have it wouldn't be the master. That would be composition.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they negotiated both sides, and so I get a check from my side, and I said, great. How great is our God?
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
So thank you to How to Die Alone, and thank you to everybody who sent it to me because I, again, forgot about it.
All right. So late last night, Sean Diddy Combs was taken into custody.
Yes, he was. He was arrested.
He was arrested in New York. I would recommend you, if you want to see how despicable he was, to read the indictment. I'm not going to read it here. I'm just going to say, I don't think, nor does it look like he's going to be getting out of this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The Southern District of New York, when they get on you, if you watch the show Billions, it's about SEC filings and all that stuff. But the prosecutors out of the Southern District of New York take the highest profile cases. They are some of the ones that do the RICO stuff, the mob stuff. They take some of the biggest cases. They are some of the ones that let you do
your whole
crime.
Yeah, they want to make sure they can get you real good.
They let you go. They'll surveil you. Mm-hmm. They'll have informants. They have an amazing success rate when they decide to go to prosecution.
They had this on Suits.
Yes. When they get you, when the SDNY gets you, baby, it's you got. You are got. They've been on you.
You're just pleading a shorter sentence at that point.
By the time they get on you, Josh, this is not like provable, but someone said Diddy was already in New York just waiting to be arrested. It's not a surprise by the time they come knocking on your door. And it ain't for questioning. The police come for questioning. The feds come with questions answered and proof.
Come on, that's the way to put it.
And they'll let you go commit crimes for years.
Mm-hmm. Be like, oh, the more.
You just don't want to come home.
you had big fun down in Baltimore.
And I don't know if y'all saw Diddy was going viral like the last week or so, just walking around on the beach, taking pictures, looking dead behind the eyes.
Because he knew, he was like, this is the last time I'm going to see any of this before.
Man.
Take a good look around. Take it all in.
Take it all in.
Because, boy, that lawsuit was heinous. You know, on Law and Order SVU,
that's we prosecute
the heinous.
Did you read all the pages?
I didn't read all the pages.
Did you just do a Melanie Goosby?
No. I read some of the excerpts because it looks like a lot of the pages came out this morning. The rest came out, but I was already getting ready to come here. And a lot of it was had been brought up in other lawsuits, in Cassie's lawsuits. It just seems to be more. And listing what he had like guns, 1,000 bottles. Like they said, he had 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lube and stuff. And having
that's a lot. The
word that's isn't insane. That a lot? Baby oil and lube. That's just.
I'm like, was it baby oil for what you gonna wet t-shirt? The when you know when people wrestle each other in the little pool thing.
Yeah, wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah, but it's not wet t-shirt, but it's just oil.
Oh, the oil wrestling.
Yeah, the oil wrestling.
Yeah. I don't know what he was doing, but it was heinous. And let me just pull back the thing. I just want to say this, and I'm glad I have approached my career this way. Mm-hmm. I'm content right now.
Money could be gone tomorrow.
All the fame aspect's the worst part of it, but money wise, I ain't got to be more than this. I just want to tell my jokes, pay for my family, be able to travel the world. I'd love to be able to do luxury, but if I can't no more, I done flew overseas in that main cabin.
Doubletree got those cookies, man.
I done been down to the Doubletree, John, many a time. I done been down to the Holiday Inn Express. Mm-hmm. Continental breakfast was included in my plans for the weekend. There's something wrong with that breakfast. That's a meal gone.
Yeah.
I'm still going to be able to do what I want to do at whatever level I have. Mm-hmm. I think Nate Jackson said this when he first moved to LA. He said, if you want to be successful in this career, before you do, you need to decide what it is you want in this world. Because this world, if you're successful, will give it to you. If you want power, if you want women, if you want drugs, it will do it. I said, I want an intact family. I want Thanksgiving. I've said this a million times. I want fun Thanksgivings where we play werewolf. I want game night now and in the future. So I be like, nah, y'all is weird. Nah. You know, JoJo's birthday Thursday. You know what we doing? We having a party in our backyard on Saturday that I got to put a grill together, a Weber grill.
Oh, you're grilling?
I'm grilling.
Good job, Dad.
The grilliest hot dogs and burgers these kids ever got.
And they're going to be delicious. They're going to love
it. And I'm going to order ribs from the real place. I'm not going to mess with no ribs.
You say I'm not doing it.
But I think I don't never need so much sex that I got to have 1,000 bottles of lubricant. That's
just liquid, like on hand.
You should never need that. The only reason you need that is if you are in the, you sell it. You have an Amazon store.
Is this what is being boxed up?
That is the only reason you should ever have that much.
I am the baby oil man. It.
And man, there's no reason.
Yeah.
You don't even need that much for a good time. 1,000?
I don't, this Diddy has been famous for a long time.
Famous our whole life. My whole life.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of mine what was too. Happening with him in the 80s, but...
I mean, from my memory of him, maybe my whole life.
Yeah.
But a lot of it.
He's had influence for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we in our big fours, so if we're saying that he's been famous since at least like maybe I was 12, for 28 years. I'm not 40. I keep making myself 40.
You had that moment.
For 32 years, excuse me, he has potentially, I'm not saying that as soon as he got power, he'd been acting deviant.
Nah, but Angel, I ain't gonna, when I read that first thing, they said when he was at Howard.
Okay, well then let's go ahead and take it back.
Before he even went likely, to L.A. Reid.
So possibly for maybe 34, 36 years, this man has been using his influence to have deviant types of acts, and it's just now being he's just now about to have to pay the price for all of that.
Yeah,
that's astounding.
That tells you what money and power and influence plus fear of retribution.
Well, that's that power part. Yeah,
that power, because sometimes it's just like, it's, you know, a lot of editors and journalists said,
you couldn't even write a story about Diddy because the fear of what would happen to your publication if they printed it was too much. So sometimes they wouldn't even write it. Sometimes say, I write it, Angel, my editor, or vice versa, like, nah. Or sometimes they would write it, he would hear about it, and then they would get taken out, taken down before it print. And that's just journalists.
Yeah.
Artists, the victims, they said he there was all kind of narcotics in the house.
I saw that.
The lawsuit alleges that basically the women and men were kept in some sort of drug-induced state. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember, y'all seen the movie Taken, but the girls were taken and they were being sex trafficked. Mm-hmm. And basically, once they kidnapped them, the girl was just basically in and out of versions of being high.
Right, that's what so, they do to the
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, so you can't get out, and obviously this is a fictionalized version, but a lot of these indictments say, a lot of these victims who make it out are like, we were high, you don't even know, you can't protect yourself. So they got him on sex trafficking, racketeering. It's unlikely that he comes home. And good riddance.
And good
riddance. For real,
riddance.
Good riddance. I think, you know, when you become this person, the thing about it is nobody is inherently good or evil.
Right.
Right? So somebody could say, Diddy didn't do anything to me.
Yeah.
He did nothing but help my career. And that could be true for that person. More people and people in these lawsuits can say Diddy was the worst thing ever. Yeah. Some of the stuff about Diddy's not even new. The sex trafficking is relatively new, but Diddy being a bad steward for careers is a tale as old as time.
Correct.
You know, Diddy don't take care of his artists. That's not new news, mm-hmm. right? But you don't have to, no one's inherently good or evil. Angel and I and Josh, we're all nice, good people, but we all get pissed off. Mm. We have bad moments, you know, whatever, you know. But so I don't want, you know, because a lot of times when it was Bill Cosby, it was like, but look what all he did for.
Yeah, I think people think that everything is binary.
Right.
Like, you either flip the switch on or you flip the switch off. Mm-hmm. Where most of us live in a life of gray, and we try, you know, if we have any sense about us, we try to move into a place of light.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that darkness doesn't sometimes grab a hold of us at times where we could have chose the right thing to do.
Yep.
Where in this instance, it sounds as though Diddy chose not the right thing to do. And a lot of people suffered the hands of it. I can't wait until he's already locked up. But I'm really hoping that the people who were complicit, this is what I pray for myself. I don't, like you said, none of us are ever going to be a Diddy. Not because of power, not because of money, just because that is not who we are as
right.
people. I just don't ever want to be the person that sits back and watches this happen and does not say anything. I understand that my words can't always change something, but I hope I am never in a place where I am so fearful of the consequences or backlash that I will get
yeah.
that I will watch someone be treated in a way or someone be taken, their freedom be taken away due to them being drugged, due to them being afraid.
Yeah.
And just be silent.
For sure. And it's like, remember when the Cassie lawsuit came out and it was like, this isn't a one-to-one connection, I want to say. But it was like, yeah, and then he blew up Diddy, or Cuddy's car, Kid Cuddy's car. And Kid Cuddy was like, yep, he did that. And I'm like, if people know you're capable of that, that sort of fear where you're just like, I mean, I might want to say something, but what if I was in that car? Like, that level of evil, I can't think of a better word, a more appropriate word than evil.
Retrobate, what is it called?
Reprobate.
Reprobate mind.
Reprobated mind.
That's what it is.
That man, that lawsuit, y'all, he was evil. He was, Diddy's probably, what, 50-something, closing in on 60?
Mm-hmm.
He gonna spend some years in there.
Yeah, I you know who I want to hear talk is J-Lo.
Mm. Oh, he's 54. He's
only 10 years older than me. I want to hear the people who might not have experienced his heinousness. And I would love for them to be vulnerable, but I'm sure they're not because they are not going to want to touch this. But to hear, like, what did you see?
Man.
And what did you kind of, were you like, is that, no, that can't be what it was.
Yeah.
Or what did you see and was just like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, because remember, he was with her during the Shine thing, the gun charge.
Yeah.
And I believe Sean went to prison for over 10 years of this. If I'm not mistaken. Well,
was that the shooting somebody in the face on the club?
I think that was the club.
The club, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he was in jail for a minute. If it wasn't 10 years, it was more than five. And apparently.
Oh, then he got deported, is what they said.
Yeah, shoot. Listen, Fonzworth Bentley probably got some stuff to say. He posted and deleted some stuff. Mm. I think my hope is once Diddy's behind bars,
people feel comfortable. This is what I saw, and I think he threatened my mama.
Yeah, yeah. I think Sean actually went into politics. Yep, I was seeing that. So, good riddance, arrivederci. Hope your trial is short. I hope your
you're gonna have to take that
sentence is long. Hope your trial is short. Hope your
can't say I'll be those. Missing you.
Okay, oh, Josh. Listen, okay. We'll do all of them.
What, man? Okay. We were all doing it.
Okay.
More money, more problems. Now, more time.
What? You got one off? I wanted to...
I said your sentence is short, your time is long.
Then he was a bad boy. See, oh, listen, we'll keep going.
Okay. What?
Okay. We'll keep going, guys.
Amen.
Oh, but you know what we're going to keep going on is researching for women, right? Because we want women to have the best of the best, and that's why we're so glad that Ritual is a sponsor for today. I don't know if y'all know this, if you've listened to this podcast before, because we work with Ritual before. I've told y'all that women were actually excluded from clinical research policy by federal law until 1993. That's insane. I was 13 years old and they finally said, women, y'all can be a part of clinical research. Well, women belong in research and scientific research. They're essential. And Ritual knows that. They conducted a university-led human clinical trial for their Essential for Women 18 plus multivitamin to assess how well it works. The results, it increased vitamin D levels by 43%, omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. I love Ritual, because sometimes I be like, these companies be lying, right? And so I have to research, like, what does this thing actually do what you say it does? Does it have the ingredients that you actually say you have on there? Well, if you're a skeptic like me, you have found the right place to be, because Ritual knows that every good skeptic deserves a multivitamin that exceeds your standard. Their clinically backed Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin has high quality, traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. I love Ritual. You'll love it. It's easy to take. Two minty capsules that are delayed release. That's my jam. And Ritual uses scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging and prioritize sustainable sourced ingredients and set ambitious climate goals. Ritual is a female-owned B Corp, meaning they are holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people in our planet. No more shady business. Ritual's Essentials for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
Start Ritual at Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/crew with a K for 25% off.
All right, Patreon people put this in here more than anything right before Diddy.
That shits and gigs.
Them S and G's.
And listen, I still be saying their name wrong. I was calling them shits and giggles.
You just said their full. That's their birth name.
That's the birth. The whole the birth name. The government name.
Yeah.
I didn't know nothing about it.
And ain't no gigs right now.
It's all the shits.
It's all ain't no gigs. So let's go in order. You don't know nothing about it because you don't be on Twitter.
Come on.
And I listen. Let me just quickly say this before we get into this. My days are numbered. They be cooking old Kev on the Twitter.
They cook you.
Man, last week, Angel, they had big fun on Kev last week.
Never tell me what they do to my friend.
They be cooking your boy.
What they say?
They be Benny Hamas.
Choo choo.
They do all the tricks.
But don't tell me, Kevin, why they cook you over there?
So,
what you do?
Oh,
let me tell you the worst thing that ever happened to Twitter. Because I've been getting cooked a long time, but back in the day, you had your following page. Right? Like on the TikTok.
Yeah.
And you know, TikTok has the For You. Yeah. The For You didn't exist on Twitter before. They opened it up to the For You tab being the main thing. And that opens you up to more stuff. So the Kev on Stage Ain't Funnies didn't hit me that much because I don't search my name. Mm-hmm. I don't go down there
you ain't got to search it. We'll give it to
you. If you star my name, you don't have nice things to say. Ain't nobody said, you know, Kev on Stage, star Kev. What a handsome gent.
When they don't want you to see it, they say it with their chest. So somebody tweeted Kevin on stage ain't funny. And I didn't even think, I wasn't even tripping. I'm okay with you thinking I'm not funny. I've long passed trying to fight for everybody to be funny to everybody. I got a good chance. If you're 35 and up, former church kid, a current church kid, you like gospel and R&B, I got a solid chance. If that ain't who you are, then I might not have a chance with you, even if it is who you are. But I ain't got to be funny to everybody. You ain't got to win every vote to be president.
You, come on.
You know?
Come
so
on.
I had made a Frankie Beverly post. Uh-huh. And I just did my joke, you know, before I let go, Frankie, we miss you. Honoring him in the way that a comedian would honor somebody. Same way an artist would paint, whatever. Didn't go over well on Twitter. Went over well everybody else. People like, I did this morning. As soon as I heard, I turned this music on. We wearing all white for Frankie in New Orleans. I did what came natural.
What'd they say to you, Kevin?
Everything but a child of God.
Oh, no.
Call me everything but a child of God. And the thing was, I was really busy. Everything ain't content. You got to know when it's right. And I said, oh,
everything is content.
I said, oh, you okay, my bad. Because I was working on another project, so I wasn't on my phone like I usually was. And again, the people was cooking me on, they wasn't following me. I said, oh, let me delete that video, move on with my life.
You deleted the video because you got so many negative comments?
It ain't even that. I mean, yes, but when the attention is negative, I don't need it.
You don't want it.
Okay. I don't want the mentions.
I understand.
Right? So that's why I got kicked.
Everything's not content to everybody, but everything is content. Because somebody's going to find the... Somebody is going to be like, huh.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Because technically, if you post a tweet and says, I miss you, Frankie Beverly, that's technically content.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? So anyway... So the S&G's guys, they did an American podcast tour, another one, because they came down and visited with us.
The first time.
And they went on Poor Minds. We're going to start with Poor Minds.
Is that right? The name? Poor, isn't it Bastardly something? It's just Poor Minds?
Poor Minds.
Okay.
The podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other podcast.
Oh, is what?
You're Bastardly? Talking about Schultz podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Flagrant.
Flagrant.
Is that what you?
That said Bastardly.
I knew where she was going.
Angel, I wouldn't have helped you on the taboo.
But listen, he was there. You need more than one person.
Bastardly.
There you go.
You was over there, Angel.
I just knew she wasn't talking about Poor Mind, so I was like, who else was
the
Schultz?
What is the other one? Hmm? What's the other one called?
The other podcast?
Yes.
Flagrant 2.
Flagrant 2?
It's called Flagrant 2?
Flagrant 2 podcast.
They got two podcasts.
Then, no, he got another one with Charlamagne Tha God.
Oh, Brilliant Idiots.
Bastardly.
Oh, you.
Yes. Jesus, y'all get on the same damn page with me.
Stage Crew is with her.
Brilliant Idiots, Bastardly.
How did I say Flagrant but started with a B and mixed them two up?
Yes,
we're going to get to that. But let's start with Poor Minds with Friends of the Pod, Lex P and Drea. This went viral.
I've seen the least bodies. In Atlanta, I've seen the least bodies so far.
Oh, yeah. Thank God we ain't from here.
I'm a Texas girl. You ain't offending me,
none. You see that? Thank you.
We still got a couple days. Maybe we'll find out. But yeah. I seem like two or three.
Hey, but what is y'all's type, though?
Bad is the type. Facts.
So what makes a girl bad?
It varies, though. It matters how you own it. It can be a skinny girl who wears the fuck out of being a skinny girl. Mm. And then you've got a thick thing who just owns the shit out of being a thick thing. It's bad is bad is bad.
That's a PR answer.
A PR answer? Yeah.
They're all beautiful. If you
I'm not saying everyone's beautiful. I just told you Atlanta's clap. I never said everyone's beautiful. I just said I'm not seeing anybody's here.
You know what's funny about Atlanta, though? Atlanta has a lot of transplants. So a lot of the people that live here, you rarely run into people when you're out and stuff that are from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Like, the real Atlanta people, they be in the trenches, off of Cascade.
We about to get jumped next time we go out.
Cleveland Ave, that's what they be.
So this came out, and this begat, they don't like black women. They must only like white women. And actually, honestly, Lex and Drea took a lot of heat for this clip.
For not coming at them.
For not pushing back.
You will never be able to please everybody with that answer.
So let me tell you something that this whole thing made me realize in a crystal clear way. Not only are you responsible for when you go on somebody's podcast platform, whatever, not only are you responsible for what you say, you are responsible for how you react to what the other podcast guests say, the host. Whether you laugh at a what joke is inappropriate or inappropriate, what you push back on and don't push back on.
That was us with Keith Lee.
You are 100%, absolutely. I've known this, but this made it crystal clear. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's more than what you say or don't say. It's what they say, what you allow. Whose podcast you go on.
Why would you allow them to say fill in the blank?
Because yes, because that's what Dre and Letts were getting. They were getting mad at them because why y'all ain't defend Atlanta? And they're like, what? They're like, I didn't take it no kind of way. And this was getting dragged for 3-4 days on the Twitter.
Go ahead. Because she said, well, I ain't from Atlanta, so I'm not offended. And so I think Atlanta people are like, but you supposed to represent us.
1,000%.
So you represent us. Represent us.
And that's what I'm saying. What you say, don't say, or push back on. Here's what I found interesting. You reach Atlanta airspace. Amen. As a black man who is attracted to black women, you reach Hartsfield Jackson International Airport. I don't know how you leave Terminal C without seeing a beautiful black woman, a baddie. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they mean by baddie. I guess that's creme de la creme, top of the top.
Yeah.
But I don't know where you went if you got out the airport, if you went down to Publix, if you went down to the underground, whatever part of Atlanta you're in, how you didn't see no baddies in Atlanta. That's the first thing that I thought. I said, where y'all went?
Well, that's how you get the, oh, y'all must not be into black women, because majority of the baddies you're going to see are going to be black. And because Atlanta is full of them,
yes.
Just brimming over with gorgeous black women, is like, okay.
Two or three, you should have seen every 2 or 3 minutes.
So they're saying they only saw 2 or 3 non-black
that's
women.
Where is people probably what jumped. People.
Yeah, that's
now,
the
they did not say that. And that's the thing that I want to be clear on. He didn't say he didn't see no pretty women. He didn't say he didn't see nobody. He said I only saw 2 or 3. He did say Atlanta was clapped.
Okay. He's like, so, he I mean, say we, that. Can, we can try but to pivot the, around it, but.
Came off.
Oh, no.
The jump was that they must hate black women. They don't like black women. Now, saying you don't see no baddies in Atlanta is like saying you don't see no traffic in New York. Like, you don't see no water in the ocean. Like, you don't see no
line it in and out.
Humidity, line it in and out. Humidity in Houston. You know what I'm saying? No smiles at Disneyland.
Stop it.
You
stop
know, it. No Mexicans in Mexico. What part? Or you go LA. To where you ain't seen no Mexicans in Mexico.
We're actually everywhere.
Right? So that's like saying I went to England and I didn't see no, what's England? Tea?
Bruvs?
White.
Beans. English afternoon tea.
White people.
Anyway.
They got a lot of them.
Buggies. Red telephone booths.
You really might not see those.
And I was going to say, I don't see as much of them. But the taxis, the little bugs?
The black cars.
Bugs?
But like anyway.
I can see how people jump to the conclusion. Is it jumping to a conclusion or making an assumption? Mm-hmm. Yes. But, however, if the equation is 2 + blank = 4...
You know,
more than likely, you're going to think the answer there is 2, not 4 / 2 is X. You're not going to...
Pangals, yeah.
Yeah, people are not going to put the more complex version of the answer when there's a simple answer. Yeah. That's all it is.
But for me, just for me, Kevin, first of all, I think that clip to me got blown out of proportion.
Oh, yeah.
That was like, I only saw 2 or 3... Atlanta's clap, blah blah blah. Like
I've only been here for a night.
Could have been. It could have been his first day.
We just flew in. We came here straight from Hartsfield Jackson,
and went straight to the podcast.
He said it's clapped.
The clapped.
If he said, but we've only been here. If we only been here for a little bit of time, so that's the reason why. He said, no.
Where should we go? Point us in the direction.
Yeah, but that even then, I feel like that, compared to the other stuff,
right?
This clip was blown out of proportion, right? For me, Kevin. Now, for a black woman.
Oh, I would have definitely been like, oh, they ain't a black woman.
For Atlantans. What people from Atlanta called? Atlantans?
AT aliens.
AT, for sure, that's what we call ourselves. But on the news, what they say, Atlantans.
Atlantonians.
Atlantonians?
Georgians.
I'm just making up stuff.
Georgianos. Georgianos.
Atlanteans.
Atlanteans. Okay. Now, as a black woman,
Because here's the thing. I'm not a black woman. Mm-hmm. So as a black woman, I could see how you be like, oh, no. What y'all trying to say? Atlanta's, I can see the offense, right? Offhand joke. The Atlanta clap part. I don't see no baddies part. I'm separating the two. I only seen two or three baddies. Not that big. Atlanta's clapped. Don't know why you said that. Probably would have never said that. Don't know what you said.
Well, and also what makes it a little bit more egregious is because Atlanta has so many black women, you know, you're not getting a monolithic experience of black women.
Yeah.
So you, if you want country, yes, cornbread, thick ass dragon on the ground.
On the ground, Angel?
You're going to get that. If yeah. you want extremely petite, thin, wears her hair straight, has more like, even if you're like, I would like a black woman with more European-like features.
Yeah.
You're going to find that in Atlanta, too. You get the whole spectrum. And you say that it's clapped. It's just like, so nut. Does anything on
what
this
clap mean? But also, they asked them how they would define, like, what's a baddie, right? And they didn't have a clear answer for that either, though.
Right, and it was a spectrum answer. It was if you big, if you thick, and you what do you say, thick a thing, and you own it. That tank, what do you say,
ting
thick, and you own it. Love it. If you're skinny and you wear tight, if you wear skinny and you own it. So that tells me, oh, so you have a broad spectrum, and nowhere was there anybody.
I thought he meant Atlanta is clapped, like Atlanta's over with. Like,
you see, it means ugly. You see
it
that?
It means ugly.
You see? So now
previous
you see.
Previous statements.
Okay, so go ahead and rewind
it. I thought it was like charged.
Head.
Like, it's another word.
Angel, how could we let Kev get away with saying clapped was okay, right?
Well, I thought he meant like Atlanta is. I thought he meant over with.
That's what would be the response to anybody watching this.
Oh,
who doesn't
know
us.
Because I'm like, what does clap mean? Okay, so now.
I'm just saying.
I didn't see no baddies, but two or three to me was a bigger thing than I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. Getting mad at Lex and Dreo for not pushing back was bigger than I thought, mm-hmm. right? But either way, the other stuff is the bigger stuff, right? So they went on the Flagrant 2 podcast. And the thing that's interesting about this, they went in July. Right? I think the Atlanta baddies clip made the other clips
resubmerge. Well, because probably for most surface. People is who are these guys? They're still, I mean, they're crossing over still, you know?
Yeah.
They're still relatively new.
Yeah, yeah. On Twitter, they were going viral years ago when I found them. They were just funny, right? Mm. But obviously, we most of us who are not like content creators like me, Angel, Josh, Tony, most of us don't have time to sit down and listen to full podcasts of any other than our own because we spend so much time making them. So I enjoy the guys mostly from their clips on social media. There was a time when I was listening, before I started anime, I was listening to more of their podcasts, but ever since I started anime, that's what I've been doing on my walks, right? So I think they went on Flagrant 2 in July.
Flagrant 2 is Schultz and your boy.
Schultz, Akash, Alex be on there sometimes. The white dude, I think his name is Mark. Mark Gagnon, I believe. So this clip is from there. I got a lot of clips in there. In here, hold on.
In the comments, people are saying clapped means ugly. Somebody was like, I still don't know what it means.
Oh,
we know that it's not a positive.
Yeah.
Let's just all get on the same boat.
All right, so here's the other clip. That's the bigger.
Is it Trini?
Yeah.
Oh. And the white side is what?
Irish.
Is Irish.
Same, but it does sound the same, but it is.
Like, my thing to be
potatoes. There's potato slaves.
Yeah.
No, this is not this one. Hold on. You know what I hate about TikTok? When you put a TikTok in and you click it and TikTok shows you another mm-hmm. TikTok.
Or it starts playing the audio from the search.
Yes. Let me find the other one. This is one, though.
That shit's probably harder to pick than Kai. If you pick
this is one
thing. White side is what?
Irish.
Is Irish.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Oh, in today's comment, you're a colonizer right now.
But it's really not fair because the Irish got fucked too.
Yeah.
You're double slaved.
Yeah.
It sounds insane. But it does sound insane, but it is mathematically true.
Mathematically speaking,
potatoes. They're potato slaves.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. That shit's probably harder to pick than Kai. And if you pick him,
No, I heard a different clip.
So that's one.
No, I heard the clip that dealt with black women.
Yeah, that's what I thought that was going to. Let me find that one.
Victory showed it to me yesterday. That's why you got my text message.
Oh, you hadn't looked at the docket yet.
No.
God, dog. Hold
no.
On.
So I didn't even know if you were going to put it in the docket, because I know sometimes you'd be like,
I'd be
not.
Trying to avoid stuff, yeah, but this Patreon was like,
oh, I was going to bring it up anyways on the podcast, yeah, if it wasn't. I was be like, now let me tell y'all what I just found out.
All right,
there we go.
So you'll see,
what is the black girlfriend effect?
Oh, you don't know about this.
Blow up the other culture.
Yeah, so you'll see a guy who's had a black girlfriend, all of a sudden he's got buzz cut, like,
yeah,
clean shape up.
Nah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah,
no,
exactly.
Up,
yeah,
I like that.
They shave their hair because they start losing it. Because it's so stressed around this black girl complaining about shit all the fucking time.
Oh.
That's why they got to shave their hair.
Nah, bro, white guys with black girlfriends, they
grow a beard because there's more cushion when they get slapped the fuck out of.
That's hilarious.
I think the black girlfriend effect, it might be a protective instinct, bro.
You think?
Protective. Yeah. Do you guys, have you ever had black girlfriends?
Yeah.
Dude, have you ever had white girls?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's your favorite?
We love them all.
Yeah.
Oh, we love them all.
Yeah.
That means white.
Who can? That is white.
Hey, let me get the email translation.
Kendrick fans, get them.
We love them all.
That's royal English.
So I didn't like this motherfucker back when he said Taylor Swift was a better performer than Beyonce. That's when I knew.
Talk about Schultz?
Yes, that's when I knew the devil rides in his body on a constant basis.
The devil rides?
This is what I asked question-wise. I understand that Andrew gets a lot of listeners, gets a lot of viewers.
Mm-hmm.
But Andrew also race baits often. At least those are the only clips that I ever see, is when he is purposefully trying to row black people up.
Yeah.
And have white people be like, yo, I was thinking the same thing, bro.
Yeah. So is that how they say it?
That's absolutely how they say it. So I was already confused on why this is where they would want to make a stop in their America. Because let's be very clear. Shits and Giggles is popular and popping because of, or Gigs, their regular name.
Bastardly.
Bastardly brilliant minds that shit and giggle are big because of black women. Hard stop. There is no other.
Unequivocally.
There is no other formula in this equation besides black women.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand why you would go to any podcast where black women are not their predominant audience.
Yeah. I think, let me tell you what. So I think, I'll speak for me. Sometimes when you go to outside podcasts that are not the same audience, it's to try to gain more of an audience that's not your audience, mm-hmm, right? Now, I would be careful of a podcast like Flagrant 2.
That's what I'm saying.
Nowadays. Now, full honesty, I went on Flagrant 2 years ago.
What were you doing over there?
I wasn't
on the wrong side of the railroad tracks.
I wasn't on the wrong side of the railroad tracks. I know that much. I don't even remember what I said on there. But at the time, it wasn't what it is
now.
Did
you let them call black women monkeys and things of what that? Find the clip, somebody, because I'm going to whoop your ass. If that's the case.
Now, let me tell you what I know. I know who butters my bread.
Huh?
It's black women with moisturized knuckles and elbows and shea butter scent.
Nigga, we ain't got the butter bread. We are the bread. And niggas gonna quick try to play us. We like them both. No, that's not the answer you give as a black man. I don't give two shits if it's not the truth. You say, no, black women are the preference. That's what the f*** you say. I don't care if you got a white woman at home watching that is preparing to suck your thing when you get there.
Now, Pippa, you know what I got to say on
you
the podcast.
You say, black women, fire, love them all.
Nothing else.
They're delicious.
What
nutritious.
Is white? Nova paper? I write on it. That's about it.
I didn't even say you got to put down white women. But when you a black man, huh, and black women are putting money in your fucking pocket, we better be the stars in the sky, the sun that rises and wakes your ass up. You don't sit there. We love them. No, no, sir.
Head Rap really doing a lot of heavy lifting too right now. It's really driving the point home. Because, Head Rap with the print, really with the earrings.
Yeah, because them two babies sat between us. They sure okay? did, and that was very nice, very complimentary of them.
Demure.
I was very demure. I could have said y'all are way too short for me as a woman, as a grown woman. But I said y'all are both handsome, in shape, funny.
Yeah.
Complimented them. I didn't say I don't like the English accent. It makes you sound feminine. I didn't say those things because that would be rude.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the apology. Oh, we're going to have to play the apology.
We're going to play the apology. We going to give the full scope. Down to the here's the thing.
But it pissed me off when I saw it.
The apology?
No, this whole thing.
Oh, okay.
The apology also did too, because I was just like,
wait.
I'm not going to.
To each his own. To each timing of its own.
To each timing of its own. But however, comma, I think we have to be very, very careful about whose collaborations we do, and I understand you're not always going to be able to like get it right the first time. So I'm not too, even though I'm yelling and I am upset about, and I can understand why the people who supported them. For me, it's not like that heavy on me because I was not actually a listener of their podcast. Mm-hmm. But I do know there are black women that really, really championed them because
of
their
hurt.
Yes. So, and I can understand why.
For sure.
Because it feels like that should be, besides being your authentic self, as far as in showing our personality, you would never let someone belittle the audience that has put you where you are at in any way, shape, or form.
I know we got to get to this ad, but I want to say something else. Go ahead and read the ad because I got to say something too.
Well, luckily they still alive because if they were dead, they better have Policy Genius. Okay? Listen, we're so excited that Policy Genius is a sponsor of today's podcast. And I'm actually really excited to tell you about them because my family used them. Me, my husband, and my mom. You know, September makes you start thinking and planning for the rest of the year, right? We're going into fall. It's about to be Christmas. New Year will be here in any moment.
Wait!
But everybody's in their back to school schedule. They've got big projects to finish by the end of the year. You know, I got to finish the daggone album. There's holiday plans, travel. Well, planning ahead is crucial in life, especially when it comes to what happens when you're gone. Getting the life insurance may sound daunting, but Policy Genius makes the process a breeze. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. I can tell y'all how many times we tried to get life insurance policies prior to Policy Genius. First, when we had only one child, we were like, okay, let's give it a try. It was too confusing. I didn't trust the agent. We tried again. Again, I was like, I don't understand what's really going on. This does not make me feel comfortable. Finally, back in 2021, we did this ad and I said, I'm gonna give them a try. This is the first time I've ever had life insurance outside of a work policy. They made it so easy. I did not feel stressed out. I felt like they were really there to help me. That's the reason why I had my mother and my husband use it, and they felt the same as well. And if you ever need help or guidance, they have an expert licensed support team to answer your questions, handle paperwork, and advocate for you throughout the process. It's the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Since they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over the other, their advice is unbiased. If you are a homeowner, mortgage payments are a common cost that could be covered by life insurance. So if anything happens to me or my husband, our house will be paid off in full and we will have money.
Got to have it.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't want to add no stress to my family. And I already got my death.
Yeah, I said, well, because especially me and Marcus, our job is very linked to each other. So if he go, half of my income is gone. Mm-hmm.
Who's going to do the challenges?
Exactly. I can't just keep doing it by myself. Is this going to cause an argument? Am I going to argue by myself? I can't do it. So I was like, now listen, we got to make sure we're taking care of each other. It's never too late to plan ahead. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Okay. Oh, shits and gigs. They just made me shit. Wasn't gigging.
So, dang, I forgot what I was going to say before the ad.
I don't like how they handled this, is what I'm saying. And you'll hear in their apology that Kevin will play. I'm allowing you to get your thought together. You don't have to listen to me. Find your thought. Okay.
It came.
There we go.
There was another clip that went viral where it was like they were asking the Andrew was asking the guys who's top five most beautiful women in the world, and they were like, I remember who said it, and I can't find it now. They're like Megan Thee Stallion. He's like Megan. Andrew was like Megan Thee Stallion. They're like, yeah, nigga, like paraphrasing, yeah, Megan Thee Stallion. You're like top five in the world, and I'm in my mind, I'm like, nigga, what world do you live in? Where Megan Thee Stallion ain't one of the top five beautiful women in the world. That is not.
Taylor Swift is a better performer to him than Beyonce. Dog, Kevin,
that is. That I was like, what are we? Yeah, why is this a debate? We're
not in. He's in a universe that we are not in.
That's why I was like, bro, what is y'all talking about? And I'm not even. I don't even think only black men think that.
I do not like. I do not. You talk about get me riled up. I don't like. If someone is stating that they think a certain black woman is pretty, for someone to then decide that they are going to take aim at that woman as far as in why you think.
Yeah.
Would you? I remember that happened one time when my husband was like, when Serena was like younger in her career, he was like, she is bad to me. And somebody was like, Serena?
You said this or Marcus no, did?
Marcus said that Serena Williams. Got it. And somebody was like, Serena Williams? Now, Serena Williams ain't me, but I was like, I'd be damned if you say that his opinion is not valid to him because she's not some traditional beauty in your, you know what I'm saying? In right. your eyes.
Yeah.
That type of, let me tell you, you talking about piss me off? Mm-hmm. That type of stuff will get it. Because I don't, there are people who I think are ugly. Listen, I'm not saying that ain't got to be the case. But when it comes to black women, I really don't like when people try to take when somebody else in a conversation says it's beautiful and be like, what? Especially when it's someone who has more like African features, because that's just your slip is showing in my opinion.
Your slip is showing. I think here's what I want to say. I think Andrew over the last
pandemic,
he has skyrocketed to fame. And I think to Angel's point, a lot of it has been
towing the line,
but not even towing the line, like outright attacking or making jokes. Let's say making jokes about every culture and being like, oh, black people are this, white people are that. Everybody can get it type of thing.
Can you give the stage crew a brief summary of who Andrew Schultz is?
Andrew Schultz is a comedian. He's a podcaster. He's a co-host of the Brilliant Idiots podcast with Charlamagne Tha God. Flagrant 2 is his podcast with Akash, Alex. I don't know the actual thing, but I know Akash and Andrew. But in the pandemic, he kind of skyrocketed, I'd say. He went on Joe Rogan and skyrocketed. He was doing this thing where he would, remember this heavy in the pandemic, he would basically do almost kind of like a Daily Show-esque rant, and everybody would get it. No, it was like anti-PC culture jokes, right? To Angel's point, like Taylor Swift more a better performer than Beyonce, I think he said. Mm-hmm. But he got a Netflix special during that time. He went from comedy clubs prior to the pandemic to theaters to like you see clips of him now in arenas. I think he sold out Madison Square Garden twice, and this is all 2022 now, right? So to Angel's point, he's known for, like, the title of the podcast is Flagrant. It's like, you know, man, it's anti-PC culture comedy, right?
Which is kind of what his, even stage comedy has grown into as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He prides himself on being problematic. He prides himself on, he goes after everyone. Mm-hmm. Literally, he'll go to Abu Dhabi or he went to, I think this clip was in Abu Dhabi. He was talking about sheiks, like, he'll go to your audience and talk about you, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how he got big. I think the S&G's thing happened, and it's two things I think happened. I don't think anybody who knows Andrew is surprised that he said the things he said.
Correct.
I think what happened is black women thought they had a safe space in the guys, in James and Fuhad.
Yes.
And when they didn't defend them, they were like, now we know how he be. But where were y'all to be where we be?
Right.
You supposed to defend us. We not really, nobody is surprised that Andrew Schultz said any of the things he said in those clips. Mm-hmm. They are surprised
unless
that the guys.
Unless you're just finding out about him,
right? But nobody who's aware of him already is surprised. That's what he's been known for the last 3 or 4 years. It's what skyrocketed him to where he is now and probably will continue to be. I think you like black women, to Angel's point, there's a lot of S&G's fans in my Patreon. When we had them, the Patreon was like, oh, my two favorite podcasts.
Yeah, no, the people love them.
They love them. And I love them too. Like, listen, I still like the guys. I want to be, you know, clear about that. I'm gonna play their apology in a minute as well. And I think that's what's happening here. That's why I said, if you go on a podcast, what you say matters, what you laugh at matters, what you push back and don't push back all matters. I think that's the lesson that the guys figured out in this thing. And also, I think, let me just throw this out there, race issues in America and divisive issues in America, they might, I'm throwing this out there. I don't know. I know there's racism in England, but when I, black people in England have always said racism is a little more quiet and hidden in England, mm-hmm, and racism is very much in your face in America, mm-hmm, right? But I think the racism in America hits a little harder and more brash than it does in England. This is from what black Brits say over there. It's like, they gonna be racist. They invented racism.
Yeah.
But they're gonna be quietly racist about it. And America gonna be like,
America!
Like that. We're loud and brash about everything we do. Uh-huh. Like that dude, that white dude who slipped up. He was trying to say, he said he was trying to say migrant or immigrant. And he said, nigger. The Haitian nigger. I mean, I was trying to say migrant.
No.
What you was trying to do is not say nigger, and right, you said it.
Come on.
You was trying, your brain you knew better what you wanted to say.
You better.
Because ain't no migrant, immigrant, nigger.
Yeah.
You went and found the word you wanted.
Right.
Because you wanted to replace migrant, nigger, from Haiti, from America. Y'all niggas to me. That's what you wanted to say.
You know what? Listen, I don't think any of us are surprised that Food Hard or James date white women. I got that vibe.
I didn't get that.
Oh, I absolutely got that vibe.
I didn't get it.
I 100% was like, they like the snow bunnies. So it's not like I would am even like when they say no, we date, but it was obvious to me that they definitely have dated a slew of white women. I think I was more surprised when they were like, no, we both dated black women. I wanted to be like, congratulations.
How can you get that? I have a hard time telling black people who are mixed. Y'all don't listen to me. I didn't know J. Cole was mixed till last Thursday.
You know, there's a vibe. Like, I definitely see that black women are their homegirls, but I don't know about their girlfriend.
You a black woman.
Listen,
you might have a little more insight.
Exactly. You know when you barking up the wrong tree. Like, oh yeah, you not over here. Not that I was barking up their tree. I'm just saying, as a black woman,
I feel you
can tell when a dude, a nigga is into black women and when they not.
Yeah.
So I don't, that's not even the issue. Mm-hmm. You could date all white women in the world, right? I don't think people were supporting them because they thought they had a chance with them in bed. Right.
You can be a protective person, even if I wouldn't be your type.
Correct.
Right.
But when you compound that with you are saying things that are kind of letting us believe that you have an opinion of us that is negative when it comes to looks, and that you don't mind allowing other people to drag our looks in our personalities as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, no, then we can't even be homeboys and homegirls.
If right. You're sitting,
like, I would never let someone dog my homegirls out, and I am a straight woman. Okay? No. I'm not like, oh, well, I find Denora attractive, so I have to defend women that look that way. But she's my homegirl, so what you're not about to do.
Let me tell you what you're not going to do.
You're not about to do.
Let me tell you what's crazy, right? So as... So this thing was big, this situation. More clips are coming out than I've ever seen that are not even related to Andrew, right? Because people were like, black people was like, you should have called them out. Shane Gillis, I don't know if you remember, you know this name. Shane Gillis is a white dude who was up for Saturday Night Live, right? Mm-hmm. He didn't get it because I believe, and correct me on this if I'm wrong, Patreon, Shane Gillis, I believe he said nigga on a secret podcast. Oh. Patreon, let me know if I'm right. I know he didn't get Saturday Night Live, and I think it had something to do with him saying nigga or something like that. I'm waiting for the comments to come through because I don't want to be wrong. Asian joke? Asian jokes. Okay.
It was an Asian slur. Okay. So he didn't get that Saturday Night Live because he made an Asian slur. That's right. Racist Asian comment. My bad. I threw that nigga in there just because I thought that's usually what stops you
nigga.
He say nigga?
Oh.
What'd he say? Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
So he didn't get Saturday Night Live, but he then became a household star and has gotten everything else since. Mm-hmm. He got a TV show on Netflix. He got specials. Like, sometimes get white and get canceled could be the greatest boost to your career in the world. I never even heard about you. You got canceled. Didn't get Saturday Night Live. Now you got everything else in the world.
Come on.
He was on Flagrant 2, right? This is how TikTok will do you, boy. You get on one thing, they gonna show you everything you miss. So Andrew Schultz and them were making fun of people with Down syndrome, right? I'm not going to play the clip.
Oh, Jesus. No.
And Shane Gillis was like, that's not funny. I don't think that's cool. He was like, this is you, ain't it? And it was a kid with Down syndrome. He's like, is that the joke that you're, let me just play it. Because I don't want to get it wrong.
And I, you know what?
That's his rival's profile picture.
The person with Down syndrome, you can't see it clearly.
I just want to hear the sound.
It's Andrew
Schultz. Andrew Schultz, and I hear Akash too.
Yeah, same podcast. Different guest. This is Shane Gillis on the podcast.
I don't think that's funny.
But, yeah, I see that. I see why.
Like, you don't get it, you mean?
Yeah.
But that's not me, so
yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get the joke. What are you saying?
Yeah, it's okay, dude. It's okay.
Not convinced yet? We'll take a look at this next bit, then.
Dude, I was watching your TikTok account. That.
What's that? Which one?
That's better.
Yeah.
The
Gillian Keefe's?
That was a bit. No, your personal TikTok.
I don't think, I swear to God, I don't have one.
Also, you sounded 38 when you said that. That was great.
Your TikTok account is also your account on TikTok.
I swear to God,
maybe
I don't.
Somebody's doing an account with you.
An insult.
Yes. Use it.
This is the part. I'm trying to get to the part.
Get up and mock them.
Hey, y'all guys nice.
By the way,
that's
wild. These guys are awesome.
Yeah.
They're having fun.
Yeah.
For you guys to sit here and be like,
wait a minute.
Let's bring it up and mock them. By using them as an insult.
We're using you.
So you're insulting them by saying I look like them? Or you're insulting me by saying I look like them?
This is you back in your victim thing.
No, I'm not being a victim. I'm saying the jokes you're doing is not, it's not like.
It's not PC?
That's not cool.
You know what's really triggering?
You're making fun of these guys, these Down syndrome dudes, putting out TikTok videos.
So I think. That's what black women wanted.
Yeah.
They wanted them to be like, that's not funny. And I don't get the joke. And I'm not laughing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make me uncomfortable? I'm going to make you uncomfortable by saying, I don't think that's funny.
I'm going to kill this whole vibe.
I'm going to kill this whole vibe. That's not cool. Like, are you PC? No, that's not funny. Not PC. That's not funny. That's not cool.
That's your victim thing. You're doing your victim thing.
No. See how weird that feels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, what? That's what black women wanted.
Mm-hmm.
For it to be like, no, that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, moving on, right? And that's what didn't happen. I think black people, but black women especially are like, now we thought you had us, right?
Yeah.
So now let's play the apology.
Yeah.
This was yesterday.
Guys, girls. Right, before we get into today's episode, quick PSA, quick acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you know, you know. If you don't, that's fine. But we just wanted to address something that's happening at the minute.
Yep.
This past weekend, there's been a couple of clips going around from when we did a session on the Flagrant podcast while we were on our US tour.
Mm-hmm.
And, there were a few jokes made. That were incredibly inappropriate. One specifically pertaining to black women.
Yep.
And in the clip, Andrew was making a joke. I'm not even going to get into specifics. Making a frankly, racist joke.
Yeah.
And we were laughing at it. Mm. And to give, there's first of all, before we get into like specifics or anything like that, obviously there's just literally no excuse. There is no excuse.
Agreed.
And fight or flight is a real thing. Like, it is, yeah. Fight or flight is a real thing, and it's so, not easy to say, but when you're in those situations, you look at it through a lens of like, bro, if it was me, I promise you, I'll stand up, I'll kick them cameras down, I'll smack homeboy in the face, I'll say this, I'll do that. But when you're in there, you're in shock.
You're in shock, and all you want to do is move on.
Yeah, bro, move on is the fucking word, bro. All you want to do is fucking move on. Just move on to the next thing. Yeah. Just move on to the next thing.
There's so many times.
And, like, we had to say a few times, bro, just move on.
Just move on. So many different topics. You were like, move on, move on, move on.
Yeah.
It's not even like about pity laughs or anything, but we just wanted to
get out of that situation.
Literally get out of that situation, keep the ball rolling. And we thought it was going to be more of like a bros...
It ended up being something that's like really, really hurt people that look to us for support and look to us to feel protected. And protected is the main thing that I wanted to discuss, is that it is our duty to protect you guys. And it is definitely not cool to be in that situation. And again, not be the ones to stand up and kick the cameras down. And we fucked it. On that occasion,
we did.
It's not going to happen again. And it's about being human. It's about realizing that you don't know what you're prepared for. You don't know how to prepare for something
you don't know
that you
about,
don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And once it's happened one time, you're like, fuck, all right.
You learn from your mistakes. And that's literally, you learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, we fucked it and we're like, we're sorry.
We definitely do apologize.
It's, for me, like, it's one of them ones where you don't realize that, like, for one, when you're part of a community, you don't realize that you can hurt your own community.
When
unintentionally.
Unintentionally, for real.
And also, on top of that, it was so crazy that, like, the narrative that's been spun about how we feel about our community, the irony of the fact that whilst the whole reason we're in that country was to just show how much we love our community and show how much we love our supporters and how much time we spent at the shows and just, like, getting to know people and just, like, understanding our community better and just, like, making friends and making bonds and showing love, and they're showing love. And this whole six-week trip was just about showing how much we love our community and how much our community show out for us. And then to have that exact same trip be the reason that we're having to have this conversation now. But at the end of the day, mistakes make you a better person.
Mistakes do make you a better person.
You're not born a perfect person. We don't condone, we don't appease that behavior, we don't rate it, and we don't want you guys to think that we were sat in that room rating what's going on.
We hold our hands up, we apologize, you learn from your mistakes, and we hope we don't let our community down again, because ultimately, we do this for you guys. Like,
you guys are all we have, man.
You guys are literally all we have. You guys have taken us to this level, and we don't want to let you guys down going forward and anymore, so, you know.
But anyway, on to regular viewership.
Yes, sir.
I just want to tell you why I was laughing. The Patreon in here, the non-British people, Mark G said, bollocks.
Bollocks.
They taking the piss, bro. I said, y'all, well, y'all going to be funny at every time.
Every turn, every bollocks time.
Bollocks is just a funny thing to read while I'm reading the Patreon's comments. It looks like an English breakfast in here. There's a lot of tomatoes.
There's tomatoes.
Now, let me tell you, I just want to say this. As a person who's been given the apology, no matter what your apology
you're not going to get it right.
You never, nobody want to hear it regardless.
Correct.
You cannot, when I made my apologies videos in the past, they don't care. No matter what. Now, I think there's levels to a good apology, right? One of them is I take full accountability. I messed up. They would have just said we effed it. We were wrong. We let black people down. Could have been 15 seconds. But no matter what, when you pissed off and I don't like you, I don't like you. Mm-hmm. There ain't no apology that people are going to take. And you, I feel like the most offended party in this situation is black women.
Mm-hmm.
From the comments.
No, they lost a lot of them.
They
did, because it was like, okay, fool me once. Shame on you, fool me twice. Shame
How do you
on
feel
me.
About the apology?
It was a little like, you know, it's flight or flight. It's real. It's real.
And I don't think they meant fight or flight in the traditional, like, a bear is coming. Fight or flight, like, y'all know what they, I feel like they meant, like, you know what I'm saying?
No,
I froze up.
Yes.
And I did the uncomfortable thing.
And people do that all the time. It is some, I do understand the sentiment of, in that situation, we laughed, but we were actually not comfortable, and we didn't handle the situation appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
But I think to some people who watched it, they were like, "Look like y'all were laughing comfortably enough."
And that's what the people in the picture are like. No, I see some yucking.
Yeah,
H-Y-U-C.
Ha ha.
Yucking.
Yuck.
Y'all, somebody said y'all was wiping tears from your eye. That ain't even I would have taken uncomfortable laughter.
Yeah.
But y'all look like y'all was having big like, fun
this is some
Baltimore
stuff we've said before.
With the wretched.
With the wretched.
Big fun down in Baltimore with the wretched.
So I think that part of their apology that is trying to give us a little bit of intel on the psyche at the time for some people seems disingenuous. Like, No, it seemed like you all thought that everyone would see this as jokes. And then when you came out and saw the comments and you were like, oh, no, people don't see this as jokes. They took it very personally.
Mm-hmm.
And OK, say it is. Say that what they're saying is actually true. And like, we really do not know what was going on in their minds when they were sitting on that podcast couch. I think for them, this is truly more so of a moment of letting them see how much of their community they are not actually a reflection of. Like, it's when I look at my community, most of my community is an actual reflection of me. Most of my community are women near my age.
Mm-hmm.
So it is actually a lot easier for me to represent my community when I am out and about, because yes.
Your community is you.
It's me. So if you say something about my community, you've obviously already insulted me. So there's not going to be a lot of a hee hee ha ha, because you're not about to talk about me to my face.
If Here's the Thing was on there and Angel was sitting on that podcast, there would have been. Now listen, I'd have wrestled with Angel. That girl's strong. Angel country strong.
But yes, I
Angel
am.
Wrestled me when you did a challenge show. That girl hip tossed me. I said, woo. That
I'm
girl,
a strong girl.
She got leverage. It threw my boy. That wasn't her fault. I wasn't stretching, but she activated it. Angel, don't let the head wrap fool you. That girl country strong.
Yeah, you're not going. So I think for them, it's more so a lesson of you call these people your community, but you're not actually kind of in it. You know what I'm saying?
If you're not going to defend it, then are you in it?
Are you in it? In it. And also, it would have pinged your ear a little bit harder.
Yeah.
If you are really, it's just like, I'm not inside of the LGBTQIA community. So while I am trying to be a for real ally.
Yeah.
I know I might sometimes be a little slower to catch up on things that are like, oh, that was a microaggression.
For sure.
I need to challenge what you just said.
1,000%.
Those weren't microaggressions, though. Those weren't. And it took you way too MFing long to try to be like, hey, whoa, hold up. Like, why? You're not going to make them the butt of the joke. Talk about your community, Andrew. Talk about the plain-looking white women that you date. Don't talk about black women. You can talk about them. Let's talk about y'all just look ugly because y'all match. You black women, the white men go up because the white women, black women be fine and they're trying to match the pretty. Y'all just be basic together because y'all don't have to move anything.
And the funny thing about the interesting thing about the black girlfriend effect that started this, it was showing you how the white men be looking all kind of ways and the black women in the relationship,
they do the glow up.
Get them together. They be looking up. Listen, I ain't gonna hold you, boy. And that's the black woman effect is for all men.
Yeah.
You think I go in my closet and don't lay my stuff against my shirt? People complimenting my wedding stuff was Melissa, even Angel, my home girl. I had a shirt on that somebody sent me some merch. This morning, Angel said, "You take that off, friend."
Like,
she said,
"Not only,"
I said, "You see my titties?" She said, "I can see your belly button through this shirt." So you ain't even got to be in a romantic relationship. Black women gonna get you, and they got you, right?
Yeah.
If you got them,
correct.
Now, when you ain't got them, it ain't all jokes. And here's the other part about it. There's a famous quote. There's no one more disrespected than the black woman.
In truth.
It's so true. So when black women see like, okay, you got our back. Like, let me tell you, who's you think James and Fu had got it bad? Had I been sitting in that chair, I would be working at Best Buy tomorrow.
The only re oh Nick yes you I would would yes would, she would
tour over podcast over
oh no the podcast is still going because nigga wait, don't what? You think I'll take that motherfucking title from you and find another nigga to say
oh you thing? Take here's the thing
oh I'll be like we just gonna put an accent over the E it's fine we'll move the apostrophe over and I'm gonna get somebody else I'll be like I'll be damned if you're gonna destroy this for both of us because you stupid.
Listen, people in my comments, men often be like, nigga, Kev panders to black women. And if that's, I don't feel like that, but if that's what you think, if protecting comes across a pander, Panda McGee, Panda Express, Winnie, Kung Fu Panda, you, yes. Whatever you want to
call the pandas. Because,
nigga, I know, first of all, outside of my monetizable audience, I'm not even talking about money, I'm talking about my life. Mm-hmm. My life is better by being in community with black women.
Yes.
At my house, in my game night. When, I'm not talking about Kev on stage. I'm talking about Kevin Allen.
Yeah.
Fredericks.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be busting me up in Thanksgiving. And I'm talking about my grandma, my aunties.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My friend. So, no, nah, like that, it would be over for me. Kev would be off that stage.
Her's the thing. There we go. Single me out, Joshy. We don't even got that side no more. Just single me out, Joshy. Here's the thing.
Joshy.
Josh is like, me and my black woman, man. We stand with the black community.
I got my black girl.
Yeah. He's like, y'all know I love him.
Yeah, I got black car, black hair. No. Black eyed peas, both the food and the group.
Now, I say all this to say, listen, I was not, I'm not going to sit here in front. Like, I listened to Shits and Gig outside of maybe a couple of clips that come up into my TikTok when I'm on TikTok, which is not often. I am so sorry that they're... what's wrong?
Patreon is on a roll.
They're going
they
crazy.
Said, here's the Costa with Spanish guy.
Unruly Amigos.
Unruly Amigos featuring Spanish guy.
Listen, you understand? We going to keep it going.
Here's the Costa because Costa is a Spanish word for thing.
Somebody said aquí, esa la cosa.
Yes.
they throw me away on my podcast in real time.
Yeah.
Patreon is paying subscribers. If I know them numbers would drop.
I'm top plummet.
Aquí es la thing.
Bro, it'd always be over with. It'd be over with. And that don't make me know. Never mind. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but they was on. Patreon be getting on sometimes.
Yeah.
They be killing it sometimes.
So what I was going to say is, first of all, I feel really bad for the black women that did support them and have championed them.
Yeah.
Because I know that black women, not just black women in England, but black women in America really held them down. So I feel sorry for them because I know this had to be disappointing. As far as James and Fuhad, I know they'll recover. Like they said, this is a lesson that they have learned, and I'm sure it's probably hitting their pockets a little bit because people, my niece Victory said unsubscribe on every single platform.
That's going to sting monetary. Sometimes, and I think the backlash is one thing. Here's the levels of backlash.
Mm-hmm.
People who don't support you being mad at you, that's inconsequential.
Mm-hmm.
When people who, the real true cancellation is when I once supported you, especially monetizable way. If I was on your Patreon, if I came to your shows and I will never support you again, that is being canceled.
Yeah.
When your actual supporters no longer feel safe, inspired, intrigued, mm-hmm. curious enough to give you their life. And it ain't even got to be money.
Yeah.
It can be, because listen, if Here's the Thing drops in viewership, you know what else is going to drop? The ad revenue.
Yeah.
The YouTube revenue. We don't get no YouTube revenue that much because we say nigga anyway. That yellow light come on this video.
Every video. It's
that yellow light.
Well, let's stop saying it so you can get the money from nigga, the please. YouTube. Oh, no.
But, and that's going to be harsh. I think you have to learn. You have to learn. I hope they do learn.
Oh, I think they will. I think they will recover.
I think their apology was genuine. I think you can genuinely give an apology people don't accept. I think you can be genuine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't usually question. I very rarely say people. The wording can be all over the place. but your genuineness can be genuine. Yeah. And I still hope the guys learn from this.
I think they will. I don't see people as binary. I don't think, oh my God, now I know that you honestly hate black women. No. But I do hope that they do take this time to find ways in which they can actually, instead of just using black women for their, because that's what it is, for their viewership and their money. Yeah.
You're going to have to protect them more actively than that.
Not just protect them. You're going to have to service them. You're going to have to actually give them something beneficial because they can find laughs elsewhere.
Yes.
So, hopefully they'll figure out a way.
I'm done with y'all. I'm not looking to come.
Hopefully they'll figure out a way. I don't think this is the end of them. They definitely lost some people for forever, but hopefully they'll figure it out.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. We went on longer than I wanted, but that was the number one thing in the Patreon.
I didn't think you would talk about it, so I was going
to
slip it in.
You know
there.
What? I was talking to Melissa about this. I said, man, as a content creator, as a highly visible person, as a celebrity, whatever, I don't like to talk about stuff like this that much. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you what I also know, because this is what TikTok will teach you too. Trending topics is trending topics. Yeah. Your downfall will be a trending topic. If I were them, I'm not saying they specifically, but if I were the topic of the day for something like this or for whatever it was, right? Whatever I did, if I don't think I'd be on podcasts all over the place, people who are my friends, mm-hmm. who got a job to do, listen, the same way Shannon Sharp is friends with Deion Sanders, and then when Colorado plays poorly, he'd be like, Colorado didn't play well. You got to do your job as well. And I got to service my audience. Also, did you see that Shannon Sharp, he had sold the That's My Michelle merch for a little bit after that. And now That's My Michelle merch is gone.
Wait a minute.
He had shirts that said That's My Michelle. And then like film department and 69 Fuel Nightcap podcast for like 48 hours.
And it sold out or he took it away?
No, they took it down.
Well,
because it was on a print to, you know, the print to order type websites. Yeah. It was on that and they took it all down.
Yeah.
I saw this was after we covered it.
Yeah.
Like the next day they had merch and I said, now merch is confusing. Because if you said, I'm sorry, it was a mistake.
We're not confused.
I didn't know. Now when you monetize that, if you said I did it on purpose, merch is fine. Because mm-hmm. you didn't care. He said he cried. He didn't know. He thought, you know, I talked to my kids. But within 16 hours.
He's not, like, I used the money. And wipe the tears from my eyes. I used the money from the shirts, t-shirts sale, my Michelle. I did not know.
Yeah.
I did not know.
They saw merch and I said, okay, now that's confusing. And then the next day they said he took that merch down. Uh-huh. I'd like to sell merch, but at some point you got to leave some of that money on the table. Listen. Sometimes you got to, even if you can make it. Don't mean you should. All right, moving on. Quick sports talk. Asia Wilson, thoughts on her latest achievement?
She is MVP.
She's probably going to be MVP.
She is. I'm speaking it into existence. Yeah,
if she doesn't, heads will roll. Might get defensive player of the year.
Did they already have back-to-back championship wins?
They up for the triple, what is it called?
Crown?
No, you went three-peat.
Three-peat.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to get it because it's hard to win three in a row. Hard to win two in a row. Hard to win one, period.
That.
But she had a big achievement this week.
She had a baby. Congratulations, Asia Wilson.
She became the first WNBA player to score 1,000 points in a season.
That's the baby I'm talking about. That baby is called 1,000 points. And she birthed
might
that baby.
Also break the WNBA season record for rebounds. This is what Angel Reese already has.
But she might break that.
She might break that too because Angel Reese got hurt. But Asia might be, she might break that record. Both those records in the same season.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. When she might have twins. So she already had the first baby. That's
in the docket, Angel. It said Asia Wilson, 1,000 points.
I know. I said it. You acted like I didn't say what she did. The 1,000 points is the first baby. We hope that the twin gets delivered safely, which will be breaking the rebound. I was about to call it milestone record. Aja Wilson is a phenom, okay? And she knows what she's doing in the game, and she's the best at it. That's why she should be MVP, and that's why the Las Vegas Aces gonna get the three-peat, the triple.
I really want them to win, man. Chelsea Gray, she's playing herself into in-season form. She started the season injured, and she's playing better and better and better. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to win.
Yeah.
It's hard to win. Looks like the Liberty probably are the front runners to win the championship. You know, WNBA Finals is like October 10th. I just saw a thing, like the final start October 10th.
The what? What?
WNBA Finals.
WNBA Finals, yes.
Yeah, but if the Aces win, I'm going to be ecstatic. The Fever going to be in there. Caitlin Clark got them Fever in
that Indiana.
Sixth place, I believe. They went from a lottery team to...
I want to see the Aces in person. Sorry, somebody just my God.
Angel?
What's the face? You already took the damn invitation. You just took it.
No, I didn't do... I went. That wasn't Sydney's.
Oh, okay, great.
We just went
that. I'm gonna take
to it. The game. My first like, great Sydney, sporting thanks. Event that I went to was a WNBA game when I went to the Storm game. This was back in the early 2000s. I had so much fun there. But the Aces? First of all, live sports ain't nothing but production. The Aces game felt just like when I went to Monday Night Raw. Mm-hmm. Pyrotechnics, the it's energy. Great. But their production, plus their arena that they play in, was really electric. Mm. And they lost that game. But we had a time.
I got to see the LA Sparks play back when Candace Parker was still on the team.
Mm-hmm.
They lost. And I went, we got to go meet some of the teammates. It wasn't as fun right. as if they won. She did take a picture with my niece, even though she was just so upset at their loss.
And oh, yeah. That's when the Aces lost. It wasn't, I didn't want to go backstage and stuff.
I was like, Candace, because I don't know when we're going to get another opportunity.
You got to do it.
She was like, that's fine. I can Photoshop I get it.
You,
smile.
You're a little bit upset.
You're a little bit upset.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I absolutely. While I, you know, being a sports commentator as a profession and one of the best, me and Jamel Hill, I don't often get to go see these games live. But I do, I will say, women's sports, one, because they're more technically sound, and two, because they're so freaking competitive, can be some of the, like, most entertaining games.
Oh, I told my boys, me and Melissa, all were, first of all, being that close, you don't realize how fast and strong and physical they are. And that's any sport. But the WNBA players, I said, oh, this is a much more physical game than it looks like on TV.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to the NFL game and I was on the sideline, I'm big man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 6 foot, 6'1", 270. I was on that sideline with them NFL men. I said, whew, y'all big, strong men are in the world. When you're much bigger than me, much. Aja Wilson, 6'4", 6'5", I believe. Left hand jumper. Oh. Oh.
She's only 6'4", 6'5"?
Yep. Let me double check that.
How tall is Angel Reese?
She's 6'3".
There was somebody. Oh, you know what? Aja was Aja's beside 6'4". Sydney. Sydney is not that tall.
Sid is 5'7".
Yeah, but me and her were looking about the same height.
5'7".
And I think I saw them two beside each other, and I was like, is Aja 7'11"? Yeah, but 6'4". Then I forgot this Sydney is not tall.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Rest in peace to Tito Jackson.
Gone.
Tito! Now, in his passing, I did not know this. The Jackson 5 basically started. Tito Jackson was up. He would be Joe Jackson would say, don't touch my guitar when I go to work. Mm-hmm. Tito went up there and learned how to play guitar. Yeah. He said his mom let him. And he was playing for months and months and months and months and months and months. Got really good. Mm-hmm. He broke a string. This is Tito's own words. I saw a video.
Mm-hmm.
He, it was in the movie?
He said it was in the movie.
I didn't get it clear. hold on, that was in the movie?
I can't remember the movie.
I remember some parts of the movie, but I ain't seen American Dream in a couple years. But either way, mm-hmm. it wasn't as clear as this to me in the movie. And I seen that was a 5-part miniseries, I believe. I seen, but it wasn't as clear to this in me. But anyway, it was in the movie. He learned to play the guitar. He broke the string. Joseph was like, "Why you break my string?" He's like, "I was playing the guitar." He said, "Play now." And he played in front of him. And his dad was like, "You better than me." It's Tito Jackson mm-hmm. Words. And he said, "We started a singing group with Tito and the older kids, I believe Jermaine and..."
He started it with, hold on, I'm about to tell you who. He started with Jackie and Jermaine.
Jackie and Jermaine, thank you. And then later on added Michael and Marta. So, yeah, he did whoop him silly first, Ransom Faves. He said, Tito's did say that. He said, he told me up first. He
told me up.
Now I'll play the guitar.
Now play and sing. Okay, let's get a group going.
Rest in peace to Tito Jackson. I've watched Jackson.
He was only 70 years old. That's so young to me to just die to die. Do we know why he died? Mm-mm. If he died just, dying, that's young. Now, if he had something going on, then that's another thing.
It would be terrible for me to pass away in old age before my kids. I mean, have my kids pass away before me. Catherine Jackson done buried two. Gonna have to be done buried two, but her baby. She with us, 93, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, he had a heart attack.
Oh,
he's 70, right?
He's 70. He was driving to New Mexico or through New Mexico. So rest in peace to Tito Jackson.
Then thank you, Tito. Listen, your disobedience is why we have so many amazing songs.
So, oh my God, it's 11:00.
Oh yeah.
You didn't realize we've been talking?
No.
It's been 2 hours.
No.
Kevin, we be putting in the work.
All right. There's going to be something I'm going to talk about, but I'm going to just say it for the Patreon only. Go ahead and cut this off. We love y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Bonus Friday. Y'all good?
Yeah.
I'm good for Friday.
Bonus Friday.
I work leaving? On Friday.
No, I said I'm good for Friday.
Good for Friday.
I work on Friday here.
All right. We'll see y'all, the rest of y'all, next week.
Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.